This is Voice of His Baby.
Dear all, brothers and sisters, warm greetings from Sri Balaji Vidyapeeth, a deemed to be university. I am happy to welcome you to this 9th episode of Dear All. Today, I will be sharing my thoughts on the topic Paperless Medicine, Indian and Global Scenario. The use of paper has increased dramatically all over the globe without understanding its ill consequences. All of us are aware that trees are the major sources of paper. On an average, a person uses around 10,000 sheets of paper, and hence it is easy to imagine the global consumption of paper. Dear students and colleagues, deforestation of this magnitude will leave us in eternal drought. All types of work environment require paper, but we will be solely benefited by reducing the paper consumption and thus indirectly save the world by conserving the natural resources. Paper-based approach to healthcare has become a thing of the past in the global scenario. A comprehensive electronic system helps us to reduce paper consumption and manual errors. Electronic medical record softwares assist us effectively to manage the health records of both the outpatients and inpatients. Besides, this process will automate clinical workflow seamlessly and enhance the quality of holistic healthcare. Under the National Digital Health Mission, the digital integration of electronic health records was launched by Government of India. It seeks to improve access to healthcare by digitalizing this sector. India's first fully paperless hospital was Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel Institute of Medical Science and Research, a high-tech government hospital that offers treatment free of cost, especially to the socially challenged and economically deprived patients. This facility was inaugurated in the year 2019 by our Honorable Prime Minister of India, Sri Narendra Modi ji.
This is Voice of His Baby.
Dear physicians, the developed nations have implemented the basic digital technologies such as computerized physician order entry system to send lab orders, prescriptions, and few other health services. Nearly 84% of US hospitals have implemented the basic digital systems with the support of US Department of Health and Human Services. Dear colleagues, developing nations such as our country, with 2.5% of GDP for healthcare annually, pronounces the process for implementation of paperless healthcare, which is certainly more challenging. Yet, the developing informatics is the only hope for a paperless revolution. The hospital information system is a paperless, comprehensive, integrated information system designed comfortably and in a user-friendly manner to collect, store, share, and secure data. This system produces information integrity, reduces duplications, decreases errors, and optimizes report turnaround time. Hospital information system functions with five key components, starting from the registration of patients, result reporting, clinical documentation, patient billing, and appointments with clinicians and laboratory tests. There are many components in hospital information system, to name a few. Picture archiving communication system, radiology information system, laboratory information system, pharmacy information system, nursing information system, and financial information system. The collective integrated process helps to collect, process, report, and utilize the health information and knowledge to influence policy making, program actions, and research. Most importantly, it enhances rapidity of the endeavors and transparency. Dear clinicians, the electronic prescription is yet another mode to reduce paper usage. The e-prescription helps to transmit the information directly from the point of care to the pharmacy. This software reduces prescription errors and also checks drug interactions, as denoted by the term adverse drug reaction. The e-prescription also avoids prescription sheet contamination and transmission of infection from one to other. This, I feel, is a great safety privilege conferred on the hospitals in day-to-day functioning.
This is Voice of SBV.
To implement paperless healthcare, end-user training is crucial. Training and application of software could be challenging, especially when the staff is used to conventional operational methods. The main limitations are the cost of implementation and complying with software upgrades. Overcoming the fear and anxiety of new challenging healthcare system will largely help us to proceed towards Digital India with confidence and conviction. Dear students, training the undergraduate and postgraduate students will be a more convenient way to enable India towards complete healthcare digitalization. Paperless healthcare cannot become a success unless it has full cooperation from all of the major stakeholders. Go green, go paperless is the slogan to save environment. Go digital, enhance healthcare services must be our new watchword. In an era of artificial intelligence, machine learning, and big data, let us all become the healthiest doctors, practicing healthier and novel trained. In order to bring a successfully paperless healthcare system in India, we should all join hands to get trained and get educated about the information system. I'm happy to state that SBB, through its constituent hospitals, would be a forerunner in this massive endeavor, leading to an era of paperless medicine or healthcare. We wish you all the best in each of your endeavors. At this time, I also wish you the best of health. I eagerly look forward to staying in touch. Till then, Namaste. Jai Hind.
You were listening to Voice of SBV.